This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, spouses with large age differences. Hi, this is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week's episode of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So today we have a question that came in from a reader slash listener to our blog. And it deals with kind of in one way spousal benefits, which we've talked about a lot. But in this case, a situation where the ages of the two spouses is quite different. So let me get to the question. My husband turns 66 in a few months, and I am 51 today. I'm having trouble finding filing strategies with such an age gap. We have decided my husband will file for his benefit when he turns 66. Are there any strategies available to us? Can I file for spousal benefits when I turn 62? I have my own earned Social Security retirement benefit as well. Well, first let me say, most Social Security filing strategies do involve some sort of coordination of filing dates and times between spouses. Spouses that each have their own earned benefit that are substantial. That's when we have the most flexibility. That's when there's the most creativity in filing strategies. Even in that case, though, with the new changes recently to the Social Security rules, so many of those options are gone. But when you have either a single person or a couple, as in this case, where the ages are very different, they're separated by 15 years, the options are certainly more narrow, but there are some things to consider. So first of all, let me address the fact that she stated that her husband plans to file in the next few months when he turns 66. That'll be his full retirement age of 66. And at that point, he's certainly able to file. It kind of implies, I'm assuming, I guess, that he's not working anymore, but he could be. He could continue to work. But I would point out that in cases like this, especially when we have the male of the couple being much older than the female, males, of course, have a shorter average lifespan. Combine that with him being 15 years older, the chances that he's going to pass away first are pretty high. Not guaranteed, but pretty high. And at that point, the survivor benefit that he leaves behind may become very important to the wife. Now, of course, it depends on the size of her benefit. If she has the larger benefit, then maybe she's not too concerned about this. If he passes away, the survivor, whether she passes away or he passes away, the surviving spouse only gets to keep one of the two benefits, not both. If it's her that has the highest benefit, then she'll be able to keep her own, which was the largest, and no problem. If his is the higher, it's going to be more important that they try to find a way to keep the most of his and have his be as large as possible. So we would recommend at least considering having the husband delay filing as long as possible. Hopefully she says she has a professional job she's had for the last while. She's young enough. Maybe she's still continuing to work. There's a variety of ways maybe they can delay filing. It's worth considering. I certainly don't have enough information to determine if it's possible for them. Maybe they just have no choice and he needs to file. I don't know. But let's not forget, people so focus on their retirement benefit, many times they don't consider what happens when one spouse passes away. The surviving spouse doesn't get to keep both. They only get to keep one benefit. The bills don't just magically get cut in half. The cost of running a household isn't half for one person compared to two people. So that giant reduction in income for the household might be very painful for the surviving spouse. So first thing to consider. Next thing, whether he turns out to file at 66 or if he waits to 70, so four more years, it won't matter for the wife's eligibility to claim. because no matter which he chooses, he certainly won't wait until past 70, because at that point his benefit will be maximum. But at 70, she's still going to be 15 years younger. She's still going to be 55 and still seven years away from being able to file. So let's fast forward to her age 62. At 62, she becomes eligible to file for a retirement benefit. He's clearly going to be collecting at that point, because at that point, assuming he's still alive, which we hope, he'll be 77 and will be collecting whatever benefit he's owed at that point, whether he files in the next few months or he delays. At that point, at 62, the answer to one of her questions, yes, she could file for a spousal benefit when she turns 62, but she can't pick and choose. She can't go in and file just for a spousal benefit. When she goes in to file at 62, or technically at any age from 62 forward, Social Security is going to pay her whatever her maximum benefit is when they look at all of the benefits for which she is eligible. She stated she has her own benefit, so they'll look at that. She has a spousal benefit under his record. They'll look at that. Now, most likely, if she has substantial earnings, her benefit's going to be quite a bit larger than her spousal benefit, and they will pay her that amount. It'll be reduced because she's filing early at 62 rather than her full retirement age of 67, because at her age, she's in the batch of folks that will have a 67 full retirement age. So her benefit will be reduced if she files at 62, but she won't be able to pick and choose, nor will she be able to pick and choose if she waits to file. In the past, older people, people who had reached at least age 62 by January 1st of 2016, retained the ability to file a restricted application, and if they waited to their full retirement age, would be able to pick and choose, which means those people could file for only a spousal benefit, letting their own benefit grow, and then switch at age 70 to their now larger retirement benefit that they had earned. That option is not available to this particular reader, because that rule has gone away, that ability has gone away for everyone who is younger than 62 on January 1st of 2016, which she clearly is. She's only 51 right now. Well, that would seem to be the end of the story. So yes, she could file for a spousal, but she's not going to be able to pick and choose. She's going to be paid whatever the maximum benefit she's allowed when she goes in to file, whether she's 62, 63, all the way up to 70. The only question will be, does she want to wait to file and receive a larger monthly benefit? So there'd be a little analysis to do there, which would, at this point, it would be hard to predict, because that's quite a number of years off. That's a good 11 years away. We don't know what kind of work her career will be in, whether she wants to continue to work, whether she's able to work, those kinds of things. The last part, though, is related a little bit to what I mentioned first, which is the survivor benefit. Something to consider, while she doesn't have the flexibility of switching back and forth or choosing just a spousal versus her own and that sort of thing, she does still maintain flexibility with a survivor benefit. So if, sadly, her husband predeceases her and passes away before she has filed for a benefit, she does retain the ability to file for just a survivor benefit, leaving her own untouched, and leave it to grow all the way up to age 70, where she could then switch from the survivor benefit to her own, which may be larger than the survivor benefit. Now, she didn't supply me with any numbers, so I don't know if that's the case, but when I tell people they cannot any longer choose between spousal and their own, they just get automatically put into whichever is the largest, you do still have the ability to flip back and forth, start with a survivor and go to your own, or technically vice versa in some cases. So she can actually claim a survivor benefit as young as age 60, assuming she's not disabled. If she becomes disabled, she could file even earlier than that. Of course, the husband will have had to pass away to make her eligible to file a survivor benefit. But in that case, if that were to happen, I'm just planting this seed, not that we're certainly not hoping the husband passes away by any means, but if he happens to pass away in the next 9 years or so, she should make sure to consider the options of filing as I described for her survivor benefit first and then switching to her own benefit, which will grow in the background while she's collecting a survivor benefit. That may perfectly make sense in her case. Maybe it won't make sense. It'll depend on the relative levels of her survivor versus her own benefits. But something to keep in mind, that still is possible to switch between those two. So I want to thank the listener for emailing us this question. Hopefully it helped out not just the listener, but anybody else who might find themselves in a similar circumstance with spouses in a relationship that are of noticeably different ages, which in this case 15 years separated them. And if you have a question about anything else related to Social Security, please reach out to us. We enjoy hearing from you, and we'd be happy to answer your question. So thanks for joining us on this week's edition of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. We'll catch you next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.